call the special meeting, February 20th, to order, 5 o'clock here, East Township Hall, and we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Ann, could you do a roll call attendance, please?
Forte.
Here.
Merrill.
Here.
Walters.
Present.
Lyle.
Here.
Henschel.
Here.
Bartlett.
Yes.
Brent.
Here. Okay, first of all, I want to thank everybody for being here on short notice. Really appreciate it. You have the agenda in front of you, and there's only one item of business this evening for the special meeting, and that is regarding a sewer project that we are going to apply for a grant. And that is with the Michigan Department of Treasury Competitive Grant Assistance Program. So this sewer project and the grant application are on the agenda for this evening. Is anybody, everybody fine with that? Anybody have any changes? Okay. All right. We'll move on to review for conflict of interest. Does anybody have a conflict of interest with this? Okay. We'll move on to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time for the board? Okay, seeing none, we'll go to the business before the board. So, again, I want to thank all of you for making time to be here, the board as well as our guests. So, you had a packet before you that we'll go through, and you have additional information tonight. It may seem like a little bit of information, but we're going to walk our way through it, so it shouldn't be too awful bad. So basically, what we're looking at is collaborating on a grant project with Acme Township. Currently, right now, we operate under a sewer system agreement with Acme Township. You'll see that you have a map on your desk that is specific to this project as well. Later, if we need them, Brian, I see your map and I raise you one map. This is the kind of the entire sewer agreement project map. So that is the system that we collectively operate together with Acme Township. We identified a project where we might access outside funds through this CGAP, which is, again, the competitive grant assistance program that was just released through the Department of Treasury. This would be a collaboration and a first large infrastructure improvement with both the townships under this agreement. It would improve the aging infrastructure with proven technology. And what you had in your packet for you was an agenda cover sheet that kind of went over how the grant became aware of the grant, what we've done up until now in working on trying to get the information together. You also have on page 3, you actually have a one-page overview from the Department of Treasury on the grant that that is being opened up. Thank you. You might not have gotten that one. And then, let's see. I did put pages 4 through 6 just to show you how concise the grant application is. I put in the actual grant application, not all of the instructions and so forth, but literally just the part that you have to fill out. And then pages 7 through 9, and Brian will go through this. These are the estimates for the cured-in-place technology as well as some other options. And then for your fun and review, even later after this meeting, for all of the details, there's the sewer system agreement between Acme and East Bay Township included there. Now, so the first two were, again, sent to you, the application, the estimates, which Brian will go over, and then the agreement are new to you. So Brian is here to review the infrastructure, the justification of the project from an engineering perspective. We'd like to welcome our guests. We have John DeVozo, who is the manager of the Department of Public Works, and I've been in discussion with him twice on this project, touching base with him. And Jean Ackerman is a trustee from Acme Township, and she has became aware of the grant along with Jay Zollinger, the supervisor of Acme Township. And Jean has helped Acme Township with some grant applications and other organizations in the past. And so kind of brought on board, volunteered her services to Acme and East Bay Townships in in collaborating and getting this grant application together. And part of that process was to see if we should even apply and if it was best to apply. So first, if we could, I'm going to go ahead and start with Brian. And then if we could move to John, if he has some comments on, you know, the applicability of this project, and then to Jean and to Jay, particularly Jay, you know, has been involved in looking at this project, and Jean with respect to writing the grant. So with that, we'll turn it over to Brian, and then if anybody has any questions, clarifications, you know, feel free to interject.
Very good. Thank you. Just kind of a brief history on how we got to this point. I think it'll only take a half an hour or so to get through that. Quickly, as you know, we've experienced a couple breaks in force mains down along US 31. And those are breaks in a force main that is used by East Bay Lift Station 2 only. It's a force main that both Acme Flow and East Bay Flow goes through, so it's a, what we call a multi-user facility. And as you know, also know that Acme Township is taking on a project to install a new force main extending the current from 4 Mile along the TART Trail all the way to where they would connect with another force main in, on their way to the city. So the force main that we're talking about tonight, if everybody can see here on the sheet, is this, I guess it's purple, I'm colorblind, so purple dashed line right here along US 31. Mm-hmm. Everybody see that? Mm-hmm. That's the force main that we're talking about rehabbing tonight. The force main that Acme is building right now starts at 4 Mile, this red one, and continues along the TART Trail and the railroad right-of-way heading to the west. Okay, so but we're going to specifically talk about this purple force main right along US 31. That's the force main where we had three breaks in it soon after US 31 was rehabilitated by MDOT. Okay, so what we were asked to do is, you know, I could spend a lot of time getting into capacity and years of service, and we can certainly do that if you want to, but I'll try and keep this quick. We were asked to put together some options for that force main. How can we still use that? So, long story short, if we still connected to the new force main that Acme's putting in now, we would still want this old force main active for redundancy. The DEQ would like to see that remain active. If there's ever a break in the new force main later, both townships could utilize the old force main and still provide service to the customers while the other one's getting fixed. You know, things of that nature, more for redundancy than anything. But as we took a look at this, we found that if we rehab that in a manner, we East Bay Township and Acme, because they will still use part of that after they reroute some of their flow into their new force main, we would gain a lot of years of service capacity-wise in that. That would also help Acme Township, because the new force main that they're working on, that would free up capacity in that line as well. So we began to investigate this further. So, you know, the question is, how do we rehab that so that we can get, you know, many years, 20, 30 years, 40 years of service out of that without having to worry about breaks? Okay, and that's where those three estimates that are in your packet come into play. And those three estimates are titled Attachment A, Attachment B, and Attachment C. Okay, and those are three.
7, 8, and 9.
7, 8, and 9. Yep, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And those, each estimate is a different method to rehabilitate or fix that existing force main on 31. So there's obviously a different cost associated with each one. So I'll go through those here briefly. Page 7, which at the top is listed Exhibit A, that is a method that we call pipe bursting. And what does that mean? Well, we pull a ram through the existing force main enough to that it breaks that existing force main apart. And while we're doing that, we're pulling another pipe through it. Okay, so it takes a 10-inch force main, breaks it apart to about 14 inches, and we pull a new 10-inch force main in behind it. Okay, so that, what does that do? We don't have to dig up the road. We don't have to dig up the driveways. We don't have to worry about signs, telephone poles, electric lines, fire, none of that stuff. We're just going right through the existing force main that's already in the ground. Technology's been around for quite a few years. It's very effective, but can be a little more costly than the others, as you'll see here in a minute. So project cost, including engineering and contingencies, was estimated at $800,000 to do that. And again, that's about 2,700 feet of force main to do that for pipe bursting. Okay, page 8, and we'll probably talk about this one in more detail, but this is called, also listed as Exhibit B. This one's called Cured in Place Pipe, or CIPP. All right, very similar to pipe bursting. We take the existing force main that's there, and in this instance, instead of pulling a ram through it and breaking the old one apart, we actually pull a fiberglass sock through it. If you think of like a fire hose, you know, flattened fire hose, pull that through, we pump it with water, it blows up and coats the inside of that existing force main. It's a resin impregnated fiberglass that reacts with water. Once the water gets in it, it cures that fiberglass in place, cured in place pipe. It's so strong that it becomes its own pipe. We don't need the old force main to be there for structural integrity. You can use this as it's a pipe in its own instance. There's some considerations we've got to think of on engineers in a situation like this, because when we do that, we're taking a 10-inch pipe and we're putting a new one inside that. So it's a little bit smaller diameter pipe when we're done. So those are considerations we have to calculate or think about when, you know, we're checking to make sure that your current pumps have the pressure and the force and the horsepower to still pump through that. Typically, it's not an issue because the new liner that's inside is so smooth compared to a cement-lined ductile iron pipe, which is what you have now, that it's the difference in head pressure, difference in pressure is negligible. But we have to go through that process and prove that. So again, the same length of force main, we're looking at around $600,000 for that project, so $200,000 less than pipe bursting. Same level of service, same life cycle. Everything else remains the same. Again, this is one where we don't have to dig up the surface. Now, we do in a couple spots. We have to access the existing force main because they can't pull 2,700 feet of that sock all in one long pull. We'd have to break that up into a few shorter segments. So there's a couple spots, strategic places, where we would have to dig down to the existing force main, cut that, and help pull that sock through. Okay, and then the last one is your traditional open-cut trench, and that's on page 9. At the top, it's listed as Exhibit C, open-cut trench. We dig a trench from the surface, and we lay a new pipe in there. So now we've got a lot of surface disturbance. A lot of businesses are disturbed for access to their business. The road is affected. US 31 is affected. This is one that if we went to MDOT, and matter of fact, we talked about this with MDOT before they did US 31, and they said, no, we don't want that project to happen right here, because of the large disturbance that it causes. But just to put everything in perspective and comparing that, estimate for that was around $910,000. And when we do that project, we don't dig down to the old force main and pull that out and then put a new force main in the same trench. We would leave the old force main there, abandon it in place, and put in a new one next to it. But again, very labor intensive, a lot of thought and a lot of detail has to go into a project like that. So, and you'll if you decide you want to go through the details of it, you'll notice things like traffic maintenance and control is double or more than double with the others, just because we've got lane shifts, we've got barricades, we've got flaggers, we've got light boards. You know, just an example of one of the things that gets more expensive with that. So long story short, we did those three options. The most cost-effective in providing the same level of service for this is the cured-in-place pipe. Again, very common. It's used a lot for gravity force mains as well. And it's typically harder to do it in a gravity force main because gravity force mains have service leads coming into them. All right, so if we slide a sleeve through it and we cure that in place, all of a sudden we just cut off all the service leads, right? So then they run a machine through there, and it laser cuts every hole and every service lead. It's kind of neat to see, but doing it in a force main with no service leads coming in, and this is a lot easier. So the only saving grace to gravity is there's a manhole every 500 feet, so we already have access every 500 feet. So essentially, that's the project that we propose the township consider in moving forward. And again, continuing with this force main in place and using this, East Bay Township and Acme using this, frees up a lot of capacity and a lot of time that you have to use the other infrastructure as well.
Okay, so that was something that we were looking at as options and looking at the infrastructure with the sewer system. And then what overlaid on top of that, we'll go and have Jean and Jay, if you would, come up to either the podium or the seats up here. I'm sorry, John. I wanted to bring you up and see if you had some commentary for the board with respect to this project. Jumping ahead of myself. Sorry about that.
Just to say that, you and I did speak a couple times. Number one, about the technology. Number two, about what we feel the existing condition of the pipe is. And then just recently, whether or not grant application was a viable, basically, use of resources, stuff like that. So just I do believe that the construction did reveal some inadequacies or I don't want to say defects per se, but just weaknesses in that force main. So I think number one, from a protection of the health, environment, safety, stuff like that perspective, I think this is very proactive and in a project that this board should seriously consider, especially considering the funding source. So this will be a grant application. That's number one. Number two, the last option that you saw, which is replacement, if you don't do something now, at some point in the future, you may be forced to do something, and you can see it may end up being a more expensive project if we don't go with this technology. As far as this technology goes, we have used something similar in a much smaller scale. And as far as piping goes, straight pipes, this worked fantastically. They also say that this can go up into leads and repair leads at the same time. Mm-hmm. We had difficulty going up into the lead, but that was with a local contractor. The company we dealt with was out of Chicago. If the Chicago company had come in, they guaranteed that they could fix their sewer leads too. So, I mean, this is a pretty interesting and unique use of technology to make repairs or upgrades. And then any time that you have a funding source that is a grant that at this point appears to be 100% of the project, I think it's a good use of township resources to secure that in any project, especially one that you can collaborate with multiple entities on.
Great. Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate that. Jay and Jean, I wonder if you guys could come up and talk about the grant process and how this ended up at a special meeting, the expediency of the dates. And
okay. Hi, everyone. Nice to meet you. So across my email on February 5th came a notice from our clerk, Kathy Dye, that there was a competitive grant opportunity dated February 2nd, just coming through now. And she said, take a look at it. And I did. And it was a collaborative grant, which means two or more municipalities working together. Now, the government's goal is to incite government, townships to work together because they see the savings on all fronts that will get for townships. And so I took a look at that and thought about our sewer system and what might be out there. Gave Jay a call. We agreed I'd call Beth. And so the process, could we collaborate with East Bay? Because when you think about it, justice was said by John, and we all know that if there's a grant possibility out there for up to 100% of a collaborative project cost, why not go after it if we have a compelling case. If our case isn't compelling, it doesn't make sense to take the time and effort and do this and bring people together to talk about it. But we have a compelling case. I could only spell sewer a few weeks ago, but I jumped online. Sewer, or sewer, but I understand the difference. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But anyway, when I learned of the CIPP project, I went online, and anyone can do that. Google is amazing. And you will be able to see people speaking about this and how they use this technology, where otherwise they'd have to rip down walls in a condominium. They're using this to go up and repair aged sewer pipes, okay? And they're using this throughout municipalities as well and sewer systems. So it's technologically new, and then I also poured over the information that I was given, and it's also cost-effective. Quite often you see the new technology being more expensive, not in this case. So when you distill it down, we have a very compelling project. Now, you might ask, what other types of projects have been awarded these grants in the past? I believe the last year the Department of Treasury for the state of Michigan awarded these grants was in 2014, if I'm not mistaken. And so, you know, I took a look, and I found out later Beth was looking at the same information, and it's things like several municipalities combining their fire departments to do training. Very good. Several municipalities putting together their resources to go after one EMS service. Okay, so keep thinking of those types of projects. Why wouldn't a sewer system that is shared by two townships be very compelling? So I telephoned the Department of Treasury, and I talked to them about a possible project. And I talked to them about what could make it most compelling, you know, because I need to understand these things. What we really care about living here is our beautiful bay. If we had a catastrophic leak into that bay, we can't chase that easily at all, can we? It's done. It's not like wiping something off the floor. So this makes it compelling because this is a proactive project, not reactive. It's proactive at this stage. And I feel in writing the grant, we can get that across. And so to close my remarks, I just want to make you aware of 6 points that I'm using as kind of strategic themes as we write this grant. And the grant needs to be concise, no fluff, just fact and relevant, okay? So, yes, we've been collaborating for a while between the two townships, and I'll explain why this is different and why this is a first collaboration. The sewer system usage agreement was first signed in 2003 and updated in 2013. Since then, flow charges and minor repairs have been cost-shared between East Bay and Acme. Mm-hmm. These township neighbors and the shared sewer system parallel East Grand Traverse Bay coastline. Some infrastructure is now at end of life, and major rehabilitation is necessary to proactively avert catastrophic failures. Okay, we're at a new level here. This is not about minor repairs. This is about an aging system and those pipes and this pipe that has aged out that needs to be replaced. It hasn't burst, but we don't want to get to that point. The grant request enables the first collaboration by East Bay and Acme on a major system rehabilitation project. The goal is to preserve East Grand Traverse Bay from system failures caused by aged out infrastructure. And then around that, we place other information as requested by the grant questions. But I firmly believe we have a compelling case. I think to not pursue this right now would be a wasted opportunity.
Okay, thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. Jay, did you have anything to add to that? Or?
Not a lot.
Okay.
I want to take some questions. I will say, we did do a CCAP grant once before in Metro, if you remember, Glenn was on the board, well, you were too, and so it was a good process for us. There's three townships at that time. This is the first one we've done in sewer, but we do have a great agreement between us, which we continue to work and rework as new things go in and then we do it. So we appreciate you all considering this tonight. We think it is a good opportunity. If we don't get the grant, I'm going to be up front. We're still going to have to do this. It's still be done collaboratively. It's not a, it's nothing hidden there. It's still appropriate to do. So Ryan and John, the first time we had to hit, I think Glenn remembers this, was in front of the, was it the Merrim Post Hotel, I think?
Yeah.
And the young man came out and said, oh, I've been filling this hole in for 3 or 4 years. So that made Glenn and I at the time say, wait a minute, is this because of the road work, or is this a problem we have here? Now, we don't really know the answer to that because nobody ever dug it up. Well, we did fix it at that time. But, I mean, he said 3 years. So maybe we have other places like that. So I think it is a good collaborative effort and something we all want to do to protect the environment. None of us want any. I don't want, and I know John didn't. Anytime we can prevent any sewage problems affecting water or anything, we all want to do that. Mm-hmm. So if we can get some money this way, a lot cheaper than coming out of each one of our pockets. Our citizens benefit by it. We plan to have a board meeting Thursday morning to do the same thing you're doing tonight.
Okay.
So we can get this thing put in and everybody's, you know, understand what we're doing.
Excellent.
Any questions you have?
Okay. Thank you so much. Gene and Brian, I'm wondering if you can touch on the point about the expediency of the grant as far as the timing, what they're looking for reimbursements, and that projects can be, you know, in process right now, previous, or short order, and how that affects our timing. If you guys want to hit on that real quick.
Sure, sure. So this grant comes across to us on February 5th, and the deadline is March 2nd. And when I followed up with the Department of Treasury, there's a reason for that. They want to motivate municipalities who already have something in process or who completed something maybe a year or two ago, and maybe they write that up, okay? Or shovel-ready, ready to go now, okay, and, hey, this just comes through. So given that, and because there has not been this grant since, I believe, 2014, there could be several municipalities that submit. So when I talked to them and said, when might you make a township aware if they've been awarded a grant or not, the answer in the application materials is 30 to 90 days. And we think that might be a long time. That could be out to June 2nd, okay? And she reiterated that to me on the phone today, and she said it all depends on how many townships or municipalities apply. Now, given that this hasn't been out there for a few years, there could be a stack. So any township may not hear till into June. If people wait to start their project then, I mean, that's not what she intended. They intend, as the Department of Treasury, I don't mean she as one person, but they intend to award and recognize those projects that are already in the works or are efficient enough to be done, because everything has to be completed, all bills have to be paid, and submitted to them for reimbursement. And the deadline is September 30th. Anything in after that doesn't count. So do you see how compressed this is? So only the most efficient process can be started right now as a project, or certainly any that have been in process might qualify if they could meet that reimbursement deadline of September 30th.
Brian, you want to pick up on the timing then?
So when we started talking about this last week, And earlier this week, I began to put together a schedule. What are we looking at for time frame on doing a project like this? My first concern was, when are we going to know about the award if we are awarded? At that time, I didn't know that September 30th was a due date. So I lay out the schedule. It starts, matter of fact, it started June 15th with design. You go through permitting. You go through bidding, project award, contractor orders his materials, he starts working, he paves at the end, next thing you know it's November 15th. So we talked, she'd left the voicemail yesterday, and we talked this morning, and September 30th is the drop dead date, and that's not just the contractor on board, that's he's done with the project, we paid him his final payment. How do we compress this? Well, the first one is permit. Can we get by without getting a permit from the DEQ? So the first people you call, right, is the DEQ. Say, well, do I need a permit for this work? Well, I don't know, he says. Let me look. So he did some checking. We talked here this afternoon. He said, look, I don't know that you're going to need a permit, but you might. He said, does that answer your question? I said, no, it doesn't. I said, I can't do anything with that. His biggest concern is the hydraulics. If we find out that there's an issue with hydraulics, then he would need a permit. He wouldn't let us do it without having a permit. I said, look, Brian, if there's an issue with hydraulics, we need to upgrade the pumps. We're going to do it to upgrade to tie into the new sewer with Acme. I said, we're not going to just upgrade them for this part of the project. At least that's what it looks like on the surface. So we kind of left it as, he'll get me more information, but probably won't need a permit. They just want the right to review it. I said, hey, that's fine. I mean, it's our stamp that goes on it. The more reviews we have, the better. I said, I just can't wait 90 days for you guys to get back with me. Anyways, so, and the other thing was, I was assuming we'd start on June 15th. Well, in this grant instance, if we can start work beforehand, a lot of times you can't do any work until the grant's issued, and then they'll reimburse you for any work after the grant was awarded. In this instance, we can get reimbursed. So what does that mean? We can start pronto. So that burns 3 months off of that schedule right away, not considering the permit issue. So we can compress this down. We can get it done by September 30th, but it'll be tight. The construction part is probably the smallest part of that whole schedule. The design, the calculations, the bidding, because the state requires that we'll bid it out. It's on the street for 30 days. It takes 2 weeks to a month to award it and get the pre-con meeting set and the bonds and insurance pulled by the contractor, and then he orders materials, because they don't just pull this stuff off of a reel and ship it. I mean, it's made for per project. So and then once it's on site, it's a quick install, right? The biggest consideration is, what do we do with the force main that wants to pump every 10 minutes? What do we do with that sewage, right? We got the force mains down. We can't pump into it. So, we'll probably end up using frac tanks, which are big tankers, two or three on site, pump into that, and then have to haul them mechanically or truck them to the wastewater treatment plant. So that's not insurmountable, but the actual construction part is the quickest part. So knowing those items and having that information this morning, we could compress that down and get it done before the time frame. The only concern I have with that is contractors. There's not a lot of contractors that do this work. It's not an Elmer's job. It's not a Sterling. It's, this is a specialty thing. So we might go out for bids and find out nobody bids on it because they're all busy. At that point, then we say, we call the granting agency and say, hey, look, if we haven't been awarded yet, we need to withdraw the grant because we can't get it done. Or we continue on. I mean, we need to do it regardless. So, but at that point, we would tell the granting agency, look, pull our stuff out of consideration because we won't be done by September 30th. So there's a lot of moving parts to that. But, if everything falls in place and the contractor's a big one, we could get it done.
So, Brian, the decision points, and Gene, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Township Board needs to make, and Acme Township Board will need to make, is whether or not to support the effort to go forward with the grant, and as well to agree to move forward with the initial stages of the project.
Right. And, by initial stages, what we would do is first complete the hydraulic calculations, and if it looks like there's an issue, then we meet and we talk about different avenues. Because if we have to spend a lot of money to upgrade pumps, that's expensive. That's a whole different project, and we need to have that discussion. So, it shouldn't. I'm pretty confident it will not, just because of the smoothness of the pipe. The DEQ agreed with that, but we just need to do the calculations to prove that. But once we get done with those initial items and it looks like everything's good, then we continue forward. But I don't want to, do a whole bunch of work and then do the calculations, find out, oops, we should have. We should have done our calcs first, right.
All right. So if it's fine with you guys, I want to bring it. Were there any other considerations, right? The grant and then the, okay. Bring it back to the board for questions. Open it up for questions.
I got a question probably for Brian or John. Have they got any of the CIPP in the area?
They do. John can talk about a project I believe that you guys did, but I know the city of Traverse City did one just a couple years ago on the sewer along M-72 where it comes out onto 22 at West Bay. They did quite a length of sewer there. Now, that was gravity, but they did it there.
I guess my question was going to be is, nobody ever thinks about a brand new pipe breaking or anything, but if it breaks, has DPW got the ability to repair it, or is that something an outside contractor would have to do?
John, if you want to come up to the podium. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Brian.
Probably address that. If we go with the cast cured in place pipe and that pipe breaks, it would be fixed very much the same as what we did when the ductile iron pipe, because we'll still have that ductile iron pipe there in its true form. Okay, so that would be banded. I don't anticipate that happening, but if for some reason it did, it would be banded and covered with concrete.
Well, it's a fairly new technology. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
I think that's probably out of the three, my opinion, that'd be the way to go. As at least would be digging that thing up.
Yeah.
Just as a comment, sure. To reinstate what Jean had mentioned, I received a phone call today from a relatively new clerk in a jurisdiction that has just been presented this for a resolution as well, and that's in southwestern lower Michigan. So there are other jurisdictions that are very competitively looking at doing something as well. So it was just kind of ironic that we received this over the weekend and I got that phone call today. So
yeah, Jean and I were commenting yesterday that there may be quite a lot of competition for the several million that they've put aside for this because it hasn't been opened up since 2014. So, you know, we don't know, but we don't know unless we go after and we try for them. Because this is a project that we were coincidentally already having conversations and identifying as a needed project coming up and looking into the viability of it, it just kind of fit in together. Brian?
I would add to that because we have a joint user agreement, not knowing what others have, we've had one in place for a while, mm-hmm. and a documented, fairly mm-hmm. extensive documentation. So
right.
That gives us, I think, some pluses mm-hmm. over somebody that didn't have anything yet.
Yep, and as well the proximity to Grand Traverse Bay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, were you
Gene, do you remember the total amount that was available for grants? Seemed like it was around $2.5
million. $3.7
million. $3.7 million. So, yeah, you know, when you're talking infrastructure projects, I know some of the, I think if you look at some of the, on the website, they do have the past recipients of this grant. There were some that were $2 million.
Yeah, and I provided for the board passed around, it was 3 years. There were actually like 4 or 6 years on the website, but only 3 of them you could get access to. And so, for example, it's actually, even the 3.7 is a lot of dollars. It's less than what they've funded in the past at 6.7, 13, and $10.5 million. So, and again, with the delay of them not having offered it a few years, you know, we don't know what the chances are, but as long as this is something that is already in process, it makes a lot of sense to kind of light a fire under us and try to do that.
So I guess the big question in the room is the dollar amount. What threshold are we looking at? What project are we looking at? And what is ACME collaboratively looking at this same purple dotted line? Is that the only part of the project that we're looking to do this collaborative agreement with?
So for right now, there's a larger conversation going on with the entire Force Main, the ACME Force Main that goes along the TART Trail, kind of what upgrades need to be done to Lift Station 2. All of those conversations are going on. However, one of the things that's consistent among them is this improvement, rehabilitation of this part of Force Main on 31 North. ACME will continue to flow in that line. East Bay will flow in that line. And this line right now is part and parcel of the sewer agreement that we have in place right now. So $600,000 is the estimate. There is a stated percentage in the document right now, and that's what we pay currently in operations, and it's 48.8% for East Bay Township and 51.2%. So for that $600,000, you can see it's like $292,800 for East Bay, $307,000. So roughly, it's roughly split between the two townships. Now, there are, and that is what I would recommend factoring in at this point in time because it is under the sewer agreement. As these discussions take place, there are other numbers that have been calculated
and are being calculated. However, right now the agreement is set on the 48.8 and the 51.2. The other numbers that I'm talking about, there was a 2016 analysis with looking at this application for the TART force main, and those calculated current flow and then projected flow after the project was completed. So we have numbers on that. Those are not part of any agreement that's been signed by the organizations, but they do exist. And then there is an analysis going on as well to see if those numbers are accurate or if they are not. And we don't have those numbers yet. So there's three sets of numbers. One is identified, one is not identified, and only one is in a contract. And so at this point in time, I would say we really need to make sure that we probably stick with that contract. Could there be further negotiations in the next 4, 8, 12 weeks that go on that come back to the township board that say, well, look, you know, we had planned on 48.8 here, but we realize we're adjusting this or that. Would the boards consider this? That may happen, but it would be my recommendation that we would plan on this project going forth under the current sewer agreement at the stated percentages in the contract. I did take the liberty of putting together a quick, and I'll hand out three that way and three this way. And actually, could I hand one back to you guys as well here, if you don't mind, Jay? And this is a resolution specific to the, thank you, to the grant application. And I take no offense by anybody changing anything, because this was drafted today. But basically, what it says is, you know, whereas, and the statements are basically that we operate the sewer system together, the competitive grant has been released, and for when, that we seek to improve the age infrastructure. It describes the ductile iron and the length of the stretch. That we have had three breaks totaling in the six figures to repair, and that we seek to avoid that. And so the resolution then is that the Board of Trustees wishes to partner with Acme Township in the rehabilitation of this key sewer infrastructure, ensuring reliable service to the system users and greater community. So that would be a resolution or an alteration of it that I would ask that the board would look at passing tonight. As well, let's see, the actual possible motion, you know, when I was trying to take a look at this the end of last week, was move in cooperation with Acme Township to apply for the Department of Treasury Competitive Grant Assistance Program for the purpose of rehabilitating the sewer force main located along US 31 North, and to authorize the supervisor to conduct administrative duties in conjunction with Acme Township in accomplishing this charge. And I guess what I would add to that is, Brian, can you suggest some wording that we would basically authorize, you know, some of the work and the engineering analysis to begin to take place?
Yeah, I think what could be added to that is just an authorized Wade Trim to begin the preliminary design of the project. You know, if there's what we would want to do is complete that, those preliminary calcs, make sure there's not an issue, and then we can have another meeting if you want to, or do a regular meeting to move forward. But just so long as it doesn't scratch the schedule.
Okay. I again want to thank you guys for making this meeting, because I wanted to do this all with the knowledge and also starting to plan for the improvement, the rehabilitation of that, regardless of the grant. So other questions?
Quick question.
Yeah.
As our engineer, I would prefer that Wade Trim be the one that does that, but I don't want to step on Acme's toes. Is Acme going to ask that their engineer work with Wade Trim?
Well, actually, it's covered in the sewer agreement.
Okay.
And so basically what it says, and I understand you would have that question, and luckily we have some guidance from the sewer agreement, but page 12 goes over that in number 5, and it basically talks about if it's – it's kind of a quirky little number 5, because it says if one township – if it's done – because of one township, or is it done for the purpose of both townships? But then yet it takes you to the same solution, which is no matter what, you fund it the same way. So it's kind of an interesting thing. But what it means is the township, if we're both asking for the project, it's the township, it's where the infrastructure is located. That township's the one that has the responsibility for the funding, financing, design, and construction of the project. Now,
the owner of the facilities.
What's that?
Really the owner of that facility.
Right. So so that's what we would take that over and complete this improvement with Wade Trim. And I am sure Gosling Zubik will be aware of it, but it won't be a duplication of efforts or another, you know, engineering fee on top of that.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
John?
Two quick comments. Number one, as far as the DPW/BPW/county is concerned, this is technically a repair on an existing sewer main. However, the entity that owns it has to apply for the grant. So in this instance, it's best that the applicants, mainly East Bay slash Acme, one of their engineers, and then the townships kind of administer the project.
Mm-hmm.
So the DPW is we would recommend that that be the course. So we want to kind of back off but lend support, if at all
yep.
possible.
And that's why I had John here. I wanted to make sure as the, you know, operator and maintenance of the current infrastructure that he was drawn in, and if he has feedback or is kept up of everything that's going forward.
Okay. So next question. I'm going to say that when Gene writes this grant, they are going to be so overwhelmed that they're going to fund this for us, and we don't have to have this next discussion. But if they do not fund us, where are we at? I know we still need to do that. Is it under this current existing agreement?
It would still be done under this current existing agreement, and it would be funded out of this fiscal year. And part of this we talked about in the budget discussions, where we had a few things going on that we were looking at, but we didn't have a number for those, and so that would be coming back to this as one of those things. So we would be seeking to, let's see, Tracy actually mm-hmm. gave you the balance sheet for mm-hmm. the sewer fund so that you could see that we would have the funds available to dedicate for that $300,000 if need be. The grant, they said that most of the applicants ask for 100%, because we kind of wondered, should we put a match in there or not? Do we look more favorable if we have a match? But most of the applicants do not. They ask for 100%. Very few get 100%. They usually give some percentage of that. So if even if we are successful, we'll likely see that we'll have to pay for some portion of it.
Okay.
Other questions, comments, Mindy?
Yes, number 15 on the grant application, page 4, additional applications participating in the project, attach letters of support. Would you be willing to attach a letter of support saying that the county is in favor of this project? And then page 5, number 25, shared service analysis. Does anybody know what the definition of that is?
So I'm going to let Brian tackle this one, or Gene. We have talked about this question and how we answer that. Gene, do you want to step up to the podium, and we can get you on mic there?
Okay. I'll sit here. There is no shared. Excuse me. Let me get the official information here. There is no shared service analysis for this, but how we, this is just a draft. No shared service analysis was done because the two townships reasoned in 2003 and again in 2013 that cost sharing one sewer system and resulting flow charges would benefit both East Bay and Acme townships. The vision was that, via a sewer system usage agreement, the townships would eventually be able to collaboratively and proactively share in major infrastructure costs, not simply flow usage fees, as the system aged. Please see attached the sewer system usage agreement signed in August 2013. So we haven't done the shared service, but it's like, as I heard in the meeting, it's kind of...
We actually have. I think our agreement becomes a shared service agreement that's in place and has been in place, demonstrated by the usage over these number of years.
Right, I agree. And in this package, it doesn't say we have to do one. It just says if we have done one, to submit it. And if we were to do one, I mean, obviously, we would take into account the cost.
What is it?
A shared service analysis. My thought of what that is what? How are we benefiting by doing working collaboratively rather than individually?
Thanks.
So, what's the cost of two systems versus one? What's the cost of two O&M contracts versus sure. one?
Okay.
Which is kind of what we have.
And then number 28, the potential barriers. I assume you've thought through that one as well.
We have thought about those. Go ahead, Jean.
We want to be positive, but we certainly want to recognize it's a very competitive environment here for contractors. And so we haven't finalized the language, but the thought right now is that I may as well read it rather than try to recall it. This project involves sleeving an existing sewer pipe that parallels East Grand Traverse Bay while running alongside US 31, which is a major county trunk line and commute route. Typical barriers of traffic disruption and road landscape upheaval will not occur because the CIPP pipe process is a much less invasive process than traditional digging and trenching methods. It is anticipated that the permit process will go smoothly since the DEQ appreciates proactive infrastructure improvement work and use of a proven technology. This is a very positive project. Now, the one addition we may decide to do is say something about the competitive environment and contractors, but we need to make that decision. We don't want to, you see what I mean? You have to be careful. We don't want to be like a pessimist and have a bucket full of barriers and then have them say, okay, next.
Mm-hmm. When we were discussing the different questions, we said this is like the interview question that says, what is your worst trait? Mm-hmm. And so how do you do that? Well, you want to recognize truly what your challenges are, but in how you might adapt them for the work environment for the job that you're seeking. And so we've done that with this question. And it's a sincere answer. You know, the DEQ permit is one issue that could be a barrier, but we're trying to adapt that. The whole the invasive process of redoing a sewer line there is tremendous, but we've mm-hmm. done it. We've tackled that barrier with technology.
I think the barriers that we list are probably minor compared to some that they might see where you're trying to start from scratch and combine communities or combine services or combine EMS or combine fire. I think that, you know, saying, oh, you know, there's only a few contractors out there, what if we don't get any bids? I mean, I think those are probably minor in their eyes compared to saying, well, Municipality B already has a contract with Municipality C. We're trying to pull them away, or there's political differences amongst the boards, but we still think it's good for everybody, you know, that kind of thing. Those are long, drawn-out processes where, you know, a barrier for us on a contractor is something that we find out right away. It's not a long, drawn-out process.
No, but I would think, Brian,
because you just gave me an idea. You know, where other people may be having some struggles because they haven't collaborated, I think I need to state in here on behalf of our townships that we already have been collaborating well for a number of years, and this is just raising the bar mm-hmm. on the first big project.
And
so,
the other is, we're going to have to do this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So anything we face today is the same thing we face going forward if we want to protect and do what's right. It would be in the plan to do it. We're just trying to do it sooner because this grant became mm-hmm. available for both of us, which we didn't want to, you know, if we can get it, it's better for all of us financially.
Right. And there were other options and things looked at for this line, routing, rerouting, redoing, different options on this pipe, but it became clear that establishing this pipe, which would basically for all intents and purposes be a new sewer line on that portion, would be the best for redundancy, capacity, and those issues with the township. Do we have more questions? Is there any? Sure.
I kind of got lost in the shuffle a minute ago, but when you were making your motion on directing the engineers to do the work. He did not mention the project. So I would just recommend that you say attachment B or the second option or what. Just name
right.
the option
CIPP.
The CIPP.
Cured in place.
Yep.
Cured in place. Yep. Thank you. And that is the cured in place pipe liner. Do we have any consensus on direction?
Do you just want a motion?
Well, we can absolutely do that. First of all, we could do the resolution as one motion and then follow up with a version of the suggestion motion. That way we kind of have everything okay. that we need.
I would like to make a motion that we enter into the resolution 2018-2 approving the grant application for competitive grant assistance program in East Bay and ACME Collaborative on major sewer system rehabilitation.
And motion has been made to approve resolution 2018-2. Is there support for that? Did I cut you off on that motion?
No, that's okay.
Is there support for that?
Support.
Okay. Motion has been made and supported. We'll do a roll call vote, Ann.
Yes.
Hinchel?
Yes.
Merrill?
Yes.
Walters?
Yes.
Lyle?
Yes.
Forte?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes. Okay, motion passes. I'd like to suggest that we, again, this is kind of embedded in that, but that we have a motion that hits these points of the grant as well as the authorizing supervisor and then Wade Trim for the preliminary design of the cured in place pipe liner project. So would how about if I state a possible motion and see if someone would like to move forward that motion? My suggestion motion would be, oh, heck, I just make the motion. I move that in cooperation with ACME Township, to apply to the Michigan Department of Treasury's Competitive Grant Assistance Program for the purpose of rehabilitating the sewer force main located along U.S. 31 North and to authorize the township supervisor to conduct administrative duties, including working in conjunction with ACME Township and its representatives in accomplishing this charge, and further authorizing Wade Trim to complete the preliminary design of the cured in place pipe project liner project. I can give you that verbiage, Jan.
Support.
Oh, okay. Motion's been made and supported. Is there further discussion on that?
Can we add that the preliminary design has to determine the capacity of the pipe?
Yes. The preliminary design of the cured-in-place project, which includes, repeat that?
Determining the capacity of the pipe.
You know what? We are going to be doing that, but I'm going to be forwarding these motions on with the grant, and so I don't want to have a hang-up on anything. Do you think that would be one or no, Gene?
I wouldn't think it is. It's up to you. This is actually, we're not going to go that level because we are going to assume that that's happening.
Right. I would think that would be part and parcel of the preliminary design.
Well, it's just telling you exactly what you need to determine if the pipe's going to, the CIPP is going to work or not.
The preliminary design of the cured in place pipe liner project, which includes repeat it one more time.
Determine the capacity of the
which
pipe.
To determine the capacity. Okay. Motion's been made and supported as amended. Okay. Any further discussion? Are you fine with that amendment? Okay.
We'll do a roll call for you to ask.
Yes.
Merrill?
Was flat.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Gee. Mistaking me. Okay. Lyle, sorry. Okay, Lyle.
Yes.
Merrill.
Yes.
Forte.
Yes.
Walters.
Yes.
Henschel.
Yes.
Bartlett.
Yes.
Okay. I want to thank all of you again for your consideration and for your attendance very much. Any public comment before the board? We are feeding right into the Park Commission time, so if there's no public comment, that is great. If there's no objections, we are adjourned. Again, much appreciation.
Thank you.
Thank you.